Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program here. As always, open phones if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can also call us on our Matrix chat server. Just go to chat.freetalklive.com, and that is where you will find various different chat rooms in which you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners pretty much around the clock. Head over to chat.freetalklive.com to get interactive there. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
We go to your calls and thoughts. His name is Loco for Liberty, calling us from West Virginia. Loco, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to talk about the phone in Wyndham with the anomalies that were discovered in that recount.
The fun in Wyndham? What is Wyndham?
Yes. Yeah, I posted a link on the Shire Forum about this interview from David Strange. He's a doctor in Belmont County, I guess.
Where is this? What county are you talking about?
Wyndham is the township where it happened.
Is this in West Virginia?
No, this is in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
I mean, there's some voter fraud that's been discovered that's really amazing.
Oh, really? What happened?
Well, it's enough to, the town of Wyndham is where it happened.
Okay.
Basically, it essentially means that the Democrats had a 7% bump.
Okay, well, what's the fraud? I don't know anything about this story.
They did a recount. Come on, you guys are in New Hampshire.
I know what he's talking about.
I'm in West Virginia.
So the people on the radio don't know, though, at a minimum. So.
I certainly don't know.
Basically, what he's talking about is a story where in Wyndham, they did a recount, and they discovered that I thought it was like 6%. But anyway, they ended up being that the Republicans – They subtracted 6% of the Republican vote, basically. So they didn't get counted.
And this was just the people that were counting the votes manually?
That's what they discovered. And then it ended up applying to, I think all of the machines. So across the board, 6% of all the votes were not counted that were Republican.
Wow.
Is that what you recall?
Interesting how it's always...
Yeah.
That kind of thing is Dr. always
Strange
against the same party.
Dr. Strange does a good job of explaining all this stuff in that link I posted. But essentially, it was all on the federal level. But in Wyndham, they went down into one of the local house races, and that was an anomaly. So it was caught. There was three house races that were affected by it.
Hmm.
But most of the anomalies are on the federal level. So if you can imagine a 6% bump on all the federal elections statewide, the recent senator elections are wrong.
Mm.
Wow.
Anybody in a close race is screwed.
Yeah,
well. Are they, or can they still sue?
Well, the loser can sue. I mean, this is newly discovered evidence.
I don't think that's the way it works.
Any deadline is that kind of works against it.
Yeah, I think you have a certain amount of time to demand a manual count, and if you don't, then that's it.
I mean, it's not like it matters anyway. Ultimately, whoever wins, we're going to get screwed over.
Yeah.
So
sure.
I mean, I get that everybody's really concerned with voter fraud, but I mean, these people are scumbags any way you shake it.
That no doubt about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think especially at the federal level, that's certainly true. I think it's a little bit less true in New Hampshire, but yeah, I mean. I think that we need to focus on fixing the problem and not worry about who it's favoring or disfavoring. And that's really the issue. And, you know, the way we're counting these, you know, using machines is a problem.
Yeah, hand counts.
Mm-hmm. How about a blockchain? Vote on a bleeding blockchain.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, I don't think that's a terrible way to do it. I mean, I think at the end of the day, if you can compare your ticket that gets printed off to the screen and then go put that ticket into, you know, a system that counts it, but then it gets manually counted at the end. That's probably the best way to do it, because then you can compare.
Isn't that how everything it works in most towns in New Hampshire?
No, they don't manually count them, from what I understand. That's the problem. When they do the recount, that's when they manually count them.
Huh.
So they're just trusting the machines, and that's very dangerous. And as it's been evidenced, and this is not something new. This has been something that's been talked about for 20-something years now.
Hmm.
These machines are, you know, these non-mechanical machines are not a good way to reliably count votes.
Loco, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I'd like to say that the state numbers don't line up with the federal numbers. If you look at directions that New Hampshire's going, you know, you look at they have a Republican legislature,
mm-hmm.
and they flip the Senate, and they're voting for Biden. That doesn't compute to me.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You got to understand, New Hampshire's a weird place.
It's not that weird.
No, I mean, it is. It
you
is.
Don't go vote here for a flip Senate.
But they do, actually.
Then,
they
know,
do in New Hampshire.
Now,
to me, I've been watching these elections here for 15 years, and that didn't surprise me at all. It's not the first time something like that has happened. And if you were going to engage,
we don't know actually how people vote, though. We only know what numbers are reported.
I understand
how
that.
How long has the fraud been going on?
If you were going to engage in fraud, why wouldn't you engage it on top to bottom of the whole ballot? Why would you just focus on federal elections? If you're a you know, if your plan is to commit a felony and go ahead and, you know, commit election fraud, why not do it on every single, race? Why would you just?
I can answer that.
Yeah, why?
Because if you do it just on the federal level, the state people aren't coming after you.
Yes,
and
they are.
In Wyndham, they messed up and they tried to squeeze in something in Wyndham.
No, the state people will absolutely come after you. The Attorney General's office is over top of the entire election process. So,
no, I think if you go listen to that Dr. Strange interview that I posted, he'll tell you differently.
Okay, well, he's wrong.
If you're talking about the New Hampshire Attorney General, he has stated that he's not going to pursue this.
Yeah, no, the New Hampshire Attorney General is apparently now on the Supreme Court, and there's like an assistant person in his place.
Oh, well, that guy's a piece of garbage, but the Attorney General's office is in charge of the elections investigation. If there's an election fraud allegation, it's their job to investigate
it.
Now, whether they do it or not is another question.
Yeah.
So, again, the point is,
you can't rely on the government to do anything.
Whether they're going to do it or not doesn't matter. You don't know, as if for somebody who's going to commit fraud, whether or not they're going to prosecute. So if you're willing to take the risk of committing a felony, then why don't you just go ahead and try it on every single person on the ballot? Why wouldn't you? I mean, it's a felony any way you slice it.
Presumably, if you don't do it, then the objective is presumably not to get caught, because you want your numbers to stick. But mm-hmm.
So,
and
why
also,
would you be,
you know, it may well be, you don't know what method is being used to cause these things to be miscounted. Maybe it takes more time and energy to do it on all the races.
Right.
Maybe there was a limited window to operate.
Yeah, depending on what the bug that it's being exploited.
I don't buy
any other number of things. I can see that.
Details.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't buy it. I've seen the New Hampshire people vote in this sort of cross purpose for many elections.
I don't think you're wrong, but I don't necessarily know that's the same thing.
You're both talking at the same time. I'm sorry. What?
I think you're looking at it from a different perspective and a kind of a different thing. And I think you're right in that people will vote and, like, I think what you're saying is people will vote at, you know, Democrat at the federal level and then vote at the state level, you know, Republican, right? Like,
it happens all the time.
Right.
Here.
And I think you're right about that, but I don't necessarily know that necessarily means that this also isn't true.
I'm not saying that this isn't true, but Loco is saying that, oh, my God, no one would ever do this. And I'm telling him,
he's wrong.
People
that
in New Hampshire would do that. There are people in New Hampshire who voted for the governor here, but also voted Democrat for the state reps.
Right.
So they just don't have you can't prejudge what a New Hampshire voter is going to do based on their political party. And you also have to remember that the plurality of New Hampshire voters here are what they call undeclared. So they're not even a member of the Republican or the Democrat parties. This is the bulk of the New Hampshire voters. They have no party affiliation.
Well, the other thing is, there's no reason to assume that such fraud as there was based on party rhymes. Maybe it was in favor favor of COVIDiots, which would include both the Democrats and the governor.
Yeah. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Loco for Liberty. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
So you've heard all 3 hours of the latest episode of Free Talk Live, and you're still hungry for liberty-oriented audio content? Did you know that we have another 24/7 audio stream at LRN.fm? The Liberty Radio Network airs the latest episodes of some of the best liberty-oriented podcasts on the internet, around the clock. In addition to recorded content, you'll also hear live shows like Free Talk Live, originating from our Keene, New Hampshire studio. So listen anytime at LRN.fm. That's LRN.fm.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can also call in on our Matrix chat server. Go to chat.freetalklive.com, and you can connect with us that way as well. I want to say thank you to Jenna Talia, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier. Jenna contributes at least $25 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That is a way for you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live to help us get this show on more radio stations around the country and to bring more internet listeners on board. If you like the ideas of freedom, you like us talking about them on the radio on over 190 radio stations coast to coast, then help us with the AMP program like Jenna Talia has done.
Get behind Jenna Talia.
Jenna Talia. Thanks for that, Jenna. Appreciate it. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. We go to your calls and your thoughts. We go to Mike in Wisconsin up next here. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. I love the show.
Thanks.
So at work, I wear this face shield.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah, it is way better than
do me a favor, Mike. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Just back off your phone by, like, a couple inches for me, would you?
Yeah. Okay. So at work, I wear the face shield instead of a mask, and some of my coworkers get mad at me for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of job is this?
I solder.
Okay.
So
it's usually a good idea to wear a face shield if you're soldering. I mean, that's generally, you want to put some goggles on for that task. You don't want burning solder, molten solder flipping up into your eye sockets, for instance. Bad times.
It happens.
Yeah.
But I wear this face shield, and my coworker gets mad at me for not wearing a mask.
Okay.
I'm jealous of those who can conceal and carry and wear a gun instead of a mask.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were talking about this the other night, about the face masks. I hate those. I just wear a face shield instead. And, you know, some of my coworkers get mad at me for it.
What do they say to you?
Because you should be wearing two masks. And it's not good to not wear a mask because I wear it halfway up my face. And my breath just goes out into the open most of the time.
Are these people normally cowardly? I mean, are like, did they drive like 15 miles an hour?
They're lefties. And, yep, you were completely right. Hey, nobody, you were talking about the other night, a vow of poverty?
You're
coming to the Church of the Sacred Hand?
Invisible Hand.
Invisible Hand, yeah. Tell me more about the vow of poverty.
Well, basically, I took a vow of poverty, so I don't own anything. The church owns everything, and, you know, they take care of me. They keep me eating, but, you know, I don't own anything. And the nice thing about that is the government can't take anything away from me because I don't own it.
Thank you, sir.
There you go, Mike. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Good luck with those coworkers. It sounds just absolutely awful to have to work with people like that. I'm sorry to hear that, and thank you again for the call tonight. 603-283-6160. Dave Ridley is on the line from New Hampshire from RidleyReport.com. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
You guys know Jason Gerhard, right?
Yes, I know Jason, but I'm sure our listeners don't. Can you give a brief recap of who he is?
So he is one of the people who was involved in the Brown standoff.
The Ed and Elaine Brown, the protesters?
There was a standoff in Plainfield, New Hampshire, where a guy named Ed Brown and his wife, Elaine Brown, said that they didn't know any income tax on their house. They didn't believe that anyone owes income tax unless they just want to pay it.
It was income tax. It didn't have to do with their house. It was just income tax in general.
It was on their dental process.
The feds stole their house from them as a result of this.
Okay, gotcha.
They were not paying federal income tax on whatever they were doing. She was a dentist and he was an exterminator.
They were claiming that there's no law requiring you to pay income tax and everything. So they attracted a fairly significant following back in the 2007 era, and they held off the feds for about 8 months.
And they had a great party there on their property, too, that I went to.
Yeah, it was a good time.
And they, anyway, one of the people who was arrested and charged, you know, got serious jail time along with them. There were just five or six people that, that got serious jail time total. And one of them was Jason Gerhard. And he, when they took him out, you know, took him to prison and whatever, he insisted that when he got out recently, I guess about a year ago, he insisted that he was homeless. So they had to release him back to New Hampshire because he wanted to be in New Hampshire still, even after all those years, because he liked what we were doing. So he's become a fairly active activist, and I think he's running for selectman or something in Northfield.
That sounds right.
And he is, I'm not sure exactly what he's running for, but he's got a, but he's, what he's trying to do in the meantime is get a warrant article. It only takes 25 registered voters in Northfield to get a warrant article on the ballot. And he's trying to get a warrant article requiring selectmen to get the IRS to answer questions about the voluntary nature of the income tax.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah. Cool. I had not heard that detail. I knew he was running. I didn't know what the Warren article thing was about. That's great. Yeah, Jason has been a really killer activist. I mean, so if the whole point of putting him in prison for 13 years was to strip away all of his caring about freedom or his motivation, it didn't do that at all.
Made him angrier. made him even more determined to fight back.
Yeah, I think it was like the day he got out of prison, he showed up at like a Free State Project event or some sort of a anti-mask protest or something like that, because he's been coming out to the governor's protests out in front of the governor's house. He's been to almost every single one of those, and he's been a real great organizing force. The guy's a killer activist.
You know, some of the Brown supporters and Ed Brown himself, you know, were kind of nutty. They didn't seem real level-headed in all cases. But Jason is, you know, I've watched him, you know, in confrontations. I've interviewed him on my channel and everything. And he's a really articulate, smart fellow. You know, I'm glad he's come back here.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, definitely.
Me too.
He's good people.
Where were they keeping him? Do you know? What federal prison was he in?
I don't remember. I remember seeing a picture of him when he was in prison in the 2010 era, but I don't remember which part.
He must have been really young when they put him in there. Because
Gerhard with Gerhard.com.
Yeah, he's young today, so he must have been young. He was really young when he went there because he was in prison for 13 years. So he must have just been like 18 or something like that when he first went in.
Yeah, he was sort of like a peaceful libertarian version of Ulrike Meinhof, because, you know, he was a journalist, at least nominally, when he went up there, and he kind of just got drawn into it. He came to believe in the people that he was covering. That's what happened to Ulrike Meinhof. Of course, she was a bad guy, and he's a good guy, so it's good to have him on our side.
Dave, people should check you out over at RidleyReport.com. You want to keep in the loop with some of the activism going on here in New Hampshire. Dave's reporting on some of it. It's hard to report on all of it, but he does the best he can at RidleyReport.com. Check him out. We got more Free Talk Live coming up. Room for you if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Fans of the Tour de France will be disappointed to hear that the race has been put on hold for an indefinite amount of time, as many of the world's top cyclists are currently riding over to the creek to check out cool bugs. Our Chad Williams is live in Bergerac, France.
Thanks, Rachel. Roads that should be full of bikers are empty this afternoon. Right now, the riders were supposed to be here making the climb up the legendary Mont Ventoux, but instead, they rode into the woods after German cyclist André Greipel heard that there were a bunch of stick bugs down at the creek, and then everybody wanted to go down there and throw rocks at them. That's when Dmitry Muravyev reportedly skinned his knee but didn't care, and Irish champion Nicholas Roach announced he saw this big weird frog with like an extra arm or something, but it was hard to tell because it hopped away too fast. Race officials have not put a time frame on when the event will pick up again.
People keep saying that this is going to delay the race, but if I know these boys like I think I do, they're going to find some awesome shortcut to someone's backyard.
This is the Onion.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The CDC is releasing its guidance for education leaders so they can safely reopen schools across the country. It offers a color-coded chart that divides schools reopening into four levels depending on level of community spread. Schools with lower-level community spreads are encouraged to consider reopening for full in-person learning. Schools in areas with high transmission can still consider reopening, but are encouraged to limit how they reopen and consider multiple safety strategies. New York Democratic senators want Governor Andrew Cuomo to lose his coronavirus-related powers. This follows a New York Post report accusing Cuomo's administration of deliberately not releasing the number of COVID-19 nursing home deaths for fear the feds would use the numbers against him. Cuomo's aide saying on Thursday that he sent 9,000 infected patients into nursing homes. USA Radio News. The question and answer phase of former President Trump's trial is over. Senators will next vote if they want to hear from additional witnesses or not. All indications are neither sides want to call witnesses, so it's likely final arguments will take place on Saturday, and both sides will have 2 hours to convince any undecided senators. In his first 3 weeks in office, President Joe Biden has made a flurry of phone calls to American allies around the world, including the leaders of Canada, Britain, France, and Japan. But one close American allies leader has not yet been called, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. As far as when that phone call will take place, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says,
I don't have an exact timeline to give you, other than he's looking forward to having the conversation. They've known each other for some time. There are certainly areas of mutual interest, and as soon as he makes that call, we will let you all know.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It's a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. Decent amount of phone participation here tonight. Somebody was asking in our Twitch chat room earlier. By the way, we are on video streaming services, including Twitch and DLive. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm and dlive.lrn.fm to watch us there when we're live. And I guess you can watch later on through those means. But one of the people there was saying she couldn't figure out how to call in. The number's on the screen. So if you're watching us on the video feed, the number's always there. You shouldn't have to wait for me to say it, but I do say it often enough. 603-283-6160. If you can't figure out how to use your phone, well, we can't help you with that part.
There's like a square of numbers, and they're 1 through 9. I'll explain it to you offline.
What did it say? Send me an email?
Yeah, send me an email. Nobody@electnobody.com.
603-283-6160. Speaking of being online, surprise, surprise, Facebook has been helping law enforcement identify people who posted photos of themselves or were posted from being at the January 6th so-called riots at the U.S. Capitol, according to the company.
Then that actually brings up a comment I wanted to add to the fixed election call. You know, what hasn't been noted very well is that Facebook and Twitter easily made billion-dollar donations
in kind in the form of not only propagandizing, but actually shutting down the conversation of the other side.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And
banning
them. That, what would that cost if you paid for that? $1 billion?
Right.
$5 billion? Does that fit within campaign finance laws?
That's a great point. And there's no one who's actually asking that question. No one is going to go forward. Yeah, no one's going to go forward with any kind of punishment for them for that.
Because nobody cares.
Facebook has been helping law enforcement identify the people in the photos even after the so-called attack was over, according to Monica Bickert, the company's head of global policy management. She said Facebook removed posts from several militant groups in the lead-up to the violent event. What violent event?
This is ridiculous.
It was horribly violent. The cops shot a woman.
That's a good point, yeah.
That's true.
And there was one cop that I guess had a fire extinguisher thrown at him and died later on or something like that, I think.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, hey, if you're not attacking crowds, you won't have fire extinguishers thrown at you.
There you go.
Hard to feel sorry for him. The company said they didn't use its facial recognition software to help the government identify people, but passed along data in response to requests. How's that not the same thing, exactly?
It is the same thing.
Yeah. Was it a subpoena, or was it it was just a voluntary
request? It said request.
So a request, okay, so if it was an actual request, they can hand over the data, basically, without a subpoena, but that means they are effectively cooperating, which means, yeah, you're right, 100%.
You got sold out.
Yeah, no, there's
stitches
not much.
Get stitches.
There's not much else to say. I just wanted to bring that up in case somebody didn't think Facebook would do this. They absolutely are doing this. That was the whole point of developing this tool in the first place, was to have a tremendous database and multiple pictures of individuals that they could match up with any other photo to see if they knew who you are.
Now, Chris, I got a question for you on this, because I've been hearing for years that Facebook was developed by the CIA, and I don't know if that's true or false. Do you have any information on that? Have you ever looked into that allegation?
I believe that there is, I think both Google and Facebook, if I'm not mistaken, had some government connections. The one thing to be a little bit careful about here is that, like, every business has government connections, whether you like it or not, just because, you know, of any size, all right? And the reason for that is because the government is effectively the biggest purchaser of stuff, whether it be, you know, goods and services or whatever it is, right? So, you know, usually, you know, you're going to be able to make some sort of connection. So, just got to be a little bit careful with that, that's all.
Okay.
Question for you guys. Have you seen the video? Do you remember seeing the video last year? It was during the summertime when there were a lot of Black Lives Matter events going on. The event happened in Buffalo. This particular event happened in Buffalo, New York, where an elderly man in his, I believe, 70s, 75-year-old Martin Gugino is approached. He's sort of in a protest area, and the police push him backwards. You guys remember seeing that video?
Oh, yeah. He smashed his head. He ended up with a concussion.
Yeah.
You know, and this is why people throw fire extinguishers, and I hope somebody gets those guys with one.
Do you recall this video, Chris?
I came across the story recently, but I don't know the what's behind it. I forget what was behind it.
Right. So what appears to have been happening in this video is a phalanx of armed police are approaching an old man who is by himself. He is in no way surrounded by a large group of people. He has no backup. There's one cameraman that's sort of standing aside. He's thin. He's, you know, gaunt. He's tall. He is not a threat in any way, shape, or form. Nope. And these cops are all over the place. They've got their helmets. They've got their, you know, their batons. They're decked out.
Yeah, they're all coming at him like they're going to attack him in some significant way for petty reasons, probably.
And they come at him, and he stops there. He's trying to, like, talk to them. And they just, two of them push him. He stumbles backwards, hits his head on the pavement. You can see the blood actually start to pour out of his head in the video as he lays there. Again, this man is 75 years old. We talked about this story at the time when it happened, and now there's an update from WIVB.com. Felony charges against the officers in the incident have been dismissed by a grand jury.
Well, the good news is that gives somebody, that leaves them on the street where some good Samaritan can whack them.
Ooh. Yeah. That's a,
I know you
situation.
Don't like that idea, yeah. But it would put a big old happy smile on my face.
I don't get, you know, I don't smile at other people being harmed, even if they are.
I do,
you know,
if it saves
people.
Lives. If it saves one life,
I'm
it's
not gonna,
worth it.
I don't think that's the path forward, but I won't be crying if somebody does it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. I won't feel bad if these cops had a bad time, but at the same time, I don't get off on, you know, other people having violence done to them.
No,
but
there's enough misery in the world.
No, I would get off on knowing that they would never hurt another person. Mm.
Martin Gugino, the 75-year-old man who was knocked to the ground by the police last June during a protest, said he was a little surprised that a grand jury did not indict the two officers who pushed him, causing a skull fracture. I wonder why he's surprised by that.
Maybe
because
he hasn't
most people,
been paying attention.
Most people are blind to the corruption that is the government. I don't think there's anything, you know, there's anything more or less to say about it.
Not only that, but in a grand jury, they tend to bring on people who are going to do what they're told.
Yeah. So oh, yeah, for sure.
The grand jury doesn't just meet and decide, hey, let's bring some cops up on charges. The grand jury is told by the county prosecutor, this is what you will do. They are given a, you know, list of cases, and they are told to look at these cases and return true bill or no bill.
He presents the evidence.
Right.
He decides how it's presented.
How it's presented.
It's one-sided.
He decides how much of it is presented. The victim gets no voice.
That's right.
Of course.
You cannot approach a grand jury.
Now, by victim, you mean the defendant in the case.
Yes, yes. Yep. The person who was,
well no,
the
case,
defendant
the cops.
Is the pig, the murdering pig.
Okay, fair enough.
the victim of the
or
cops
attempted
in this
murdering
case has no
pig.
Say, and they are not interested in bringing him in front of the grand jury to testify.
No, of course not.
Or show them the video or anything like that.
They just did this to appease the masses, basically. You know,
they brought the charges to appease the
right,
masses,
to give the,
that later they would drop them.
Right, and to give the appearance of you know, the government, you know doing something,
right.
You know, because this was unacceptable.
And then they know people are just going to stop paying attention.
Right.
They know that the tensions are going to simmer down, and you know, everyone's going to go home and go back to work, and they'll forget about it.
Well, they burned down a police station for George Floyd, and things seem to have mellowed out a little bit for the black folks since then. Maybe we need to burn down a police station for this guy.
603-283-6160. If you want to go to Buffalo, New York, that is your prerogative, my man.
Yeah, I'm
staying right
New
where
York.
I am. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the number here. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss. 603-283-6160. And joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Drugs.
Sir. Try that again. Who are you?
Drugs.
Okay. And Chris. So let's see. In other news, this is a disturbing story from Yahoo Life. There's been a survey done of the American people, and boy, this is a real depressing story about what people are going to do even after the COVID-19 so-called pandemic is behind us. Now, of course, if you listen to some of the mainstream news reports, it sounds like this thing's never going to end with all the 4,000 variants they're talking about now. But regardless, presuming...
Well, the flu never ended. We just got over it.
Yeah, or you catch it and you die, you know, or not.
Yeah, but we got over the fact that people are going to get the flu sometimes, and then it was no big deal.
Yeah, it's just a fact of life.
Some people would die.
Something you learned how to deal with, and then...
People will die.
Indeed. The question is when. So, Yahoo.com did a story, Corin Miller, reporting that while it's hard to imagine what life will be like, then a team of researchers conducted a survey to try to figure it out, and their findings might surprise you. Researchers at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center polled more than 2,000 people across the country and found that most of those surveyed are okay with continuing many pandemic protocols for so-called public health, even when COVID-19 is no longer a major threat.
What? I'm okay with them doing that. I'm even okay if they go into the backyard, dig themselves a bomb shelter, go in it, and never come out.
Listen, I'm okay with people washing their hands more. I advocate for that. But come on. I mean, they're going to advocate for, like, wearing masks and other...
You better believe it.
Let them wear them.
Here they go. Here are your numbers.
I don't need to see no cowardly faces.
While outside of this poll, plenty of people have claimed they'll burn their masks and hug everyone in sight when the pandemic is over. Here's a suggestion. Don't wait.
Start now.
Yeah, just do it. The survey's findings suggest the majority of people feel differently. The survey specifically found that 72% of people in the United States plan to wear masks in public even after COVID-19. That's almost 3 out of 4 people.
Well,
plan to continue.
It will do just as much good when there isn't a fake pandemic going on as it does with the fake pandemic going on. Which is not to say that the disease doesn't exist. It's just to say that if deaths are not above average week over week, then there's nothing untoward or unusual going on.
So 72% still plan to wear masks in public, but that's not all of the bad news. In fact, it gets worse. Sorry to anybody out there who is planning on reviving a musical or performance career, because 80% of Americans are saying they will avoid crowds. End of live musical performance.
What happened to these people that they're so afraid?
I don't know, Chris.
They got broadcast. If you hammer fear messages into somebody for months on end,
they'll just be a coward forever, apparently.
They'll think they're going to be a coward forever for a while, you know, until they decide they're done being cowardly. Because what's the point of staying alive
if you can't enjoy life? I agree.
I would have expected, you know, the opposite to happen. Like, you would have done what the government says for a little bit.
You mean like the pendulum will swing back?
Yeah, and then you'll end up going in just ignoring it, because it's too much effort for what? And there's only so long that you can keep up these insane habits or protocols.
See, I remember when everybody was terrified about the war on drugs, and when everybody was terrified about the war on terror, and everybody was terrified of Joe Biden's super predators, which is his code for black kids. And
I thought you were saying Joe Biden is a super predator.
Well, Joe Biden is a super predator, because he managed to be a child molester and get elected president while molesting children on camera.
He's a top level predator. He's untouchable.
He is the definition of the true super predator.
Right.
But no, during the 90s, the whole Clinton and Biden set were calling black kids super predators and saying they had to be taken off the street. Scumbag.
Well,
this
I got
is
one
why
more.
I voted for Clinton once and then said, "Oh my God, that was awful. I'll never vote for a Democrat or Republican again."
And finally, the number three statistic here, that 90% of Americans will be frequently washing their hands and using hand sanitizer in the future. Now, Chris, you pointed out that washing hands, not a bad plan.
I was doing that before, though.
But the obsessive use of hand sanitizer is just, I've actually heard that the hand sanitizer can actually damage the good bacteria.
You don't want to overuse it, for sure. And it'll dry your hand out too. So you definitely don't want to overuse it. And some people will overuse it, and then their hands will crack, and then you'll end up actually
opening up to
infections and things.
Soap is dangerous too, because there's generally a layer of oil on your skin, and if you take that oil off, then moisture gets out, you get cracks, things get in. We evolved wandering around in forests and killing things and eating them.
Right.
And we did just fine.
Yeah.
So, there's really not that much to be afraid
there's
of.
There's something to be just said for good hygiene and sanitation.
I mean, well, there's something to be said for not having an atrophied immune system.
So you're not going to, this is the thing, washing your hands is not going to stop you necessarily from getting sick. It's going to hopefully reduce the likelihood of you getting sick, but have an overall impact if enough people do it. But you're not going to be able to, eliminate all risk.
The chief quality and patient safety officer at Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center tells Yahoo Life that his team decided to conduct the survey because they were interested in understanding where people were in their journey through COVID and getting a sense for how strongly they felt about potentially continuing precautions as we start to approach what is hopefully the closing part of the pandemic.
I wonder if they intentionally stacked this, though, because bandwagon effect is real, and mm-hmm. they do take advantage of that. One of the reasons for trying to force everybody into a mask is to cover up quite physically the fact that there are unbelievers, heretics in our midst who don't believe the gospel of the Branch Covidians.
Right. They want to see everybody in a mask, and that's why they're putting these things into yeah. law. And that's why you're seeing...
And demanding people wear masks in Zoom calls.
Yep. And that's why you're seeing the true believers are doing double or triple masking now, so they can show yeah. how they are the true, you know, mask
yeah,
believers.
Yeah, they're better than everybody
they're in
else.
The church of, I think as Vin Armani puts it, the Church of Cult of Woke or something like that. Church of Woke, yeah. I think he
But
calls
then
it.
Again, you know, people with a lot of experience with religion will generally tell you that the people who sing the hymns the loudest, they're the ones you don't want to leave alone with your wife.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing's for sure, I mean, right now there's no indication that this is going to be over anytime soon. I understand you are seeing the numbers are dropping, right? Like, because apparently the CDC or the federal government told the testing centers to reduce the number of revolutions on the PCR test mm-hmm. or the PCR test. So now there are fewer detections of this thing. Fewer false positives are coming through. So you're seeing lower numbers, but at the same time, they're ramping up the recommendations. They're saying now the CDC is now saying to wear two masks instead of one. So they're doubling down on the recommendations even as the numbers are lowering.
Well, the CDC can go screw itself twice then.
Indeed. But my point is, you know, based on what I'm seeing out there, it doesn't seem like this is just going to blow over sometime soon. They're telling people to wear two masks now or three masks. You
have
know,
you
just
seen
to be
any
sure.
double or triple baggers?
I have not, but I don't observe these
I
people
haven't.
Closely. You know, I don't take a whole close look at everybody that I'm passing by in the streets. Certainly there are people on Twitter. If you search for double mask on Twitter, you will find no end of the people who are taking photos of themselves.
Well, there's no
wearing...
shortage of bird brains on Twitter.
Yeah.
That was good. That's good. That's really good.
So we'll see, you know, how this pans out over time, but it seems like most Americans are just happy to go along to get along and do everything that they're told to do when it comes to these masks. And so, and now they're saying they're going to continue doing it even after the fears of the pandemic have
you can
passed.
Do whatever. Whatever you want, just don't try and force it on me. Or
indeed.
You might not like what you get. It might be bad for you.
And therein lies the problem.
Yeah, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, you can. There's actually a L.A. church that is going to host an indoor conference of over 3,000 attendees, despite the prohibitions of the
it's
government.
It's scary. I'm tempted to go.
Coming up.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.